The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today. Hear Fernando's tragic, heartbreaking story and find out how you can be an answer to his prayers.
I have said in Jesus' name, amen.
Next on Life Today.
I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I want to make you aware of what I believe is the greatest crisis in the world. Now, we could easily say, as people of faith, as Christians, and those who really do believe that we can know God as a personal Father and friend, and that we can be redeemed and have a relationship with God and a meaningful relationship with one another, we know that there perhaps is nothing more tragic than missing that relationship. But if there is a crisis or a tragedy in the world that perhaps is unequaled by anything else, it is the fact that in the first minute that I've been talking, three crisis things occurred. Three children died every 20 seconds. And let me tell you why they died. This is the thing that makes it so awful. Not one of them has to die. As a matter of fact, now listen to me. It's a very real, non-exaggerated fact. These children, they're dying the result of the world's greatest natural disaster, and that is contaminated, disease-ridden water. And in nearly every area, they have clean water available. It's accessible. But they just don't have access to it because of the impoverished condition, because no one has ever stepped forward in love to show them how to get it. It breaks my heart. But those children, and now another three, in a moment, another three that didn't have to die. Betty, you and I support a number of different ministries. We support St. Jude. We've told you that many times because we love little children. And when they're going to take any child, no matter what, if they can't pay, and they're going to fight for their life, we want to help them. But there are many of those children, and we get so many letters saying, we don't know what will solve it, so help us find the cure. What we're talking about is a 100% sure cure. All we have to do is give them water.
Absolutely. It's a very simple solution, but it takes a lot of us to be able to feel that need, James, because we all know that we have to have water to survive. Our bodies do. And they're going to go to the only source of water that they have, James, and it is this contaminated water, this disease water, and they're going to drink it because they have no choice. The opportunity that we have here to make that difference is to give them clean water.
Well, we've actually taken on the greatest challenge we've ever taken on, and that is this year to drill 500 freshwater wells in 12 nations. Now, that's a large goal, and it can only be reached by each one of us, together, individually, or with friends that we know, or even going back to our own little prayer groups or Bible study groups, to our Sunday school classes or our churches, and saying, would you help? But we can't really, realistically and effectively, ask someone else to help. Now, think about what I'm saying. You can't ask someone to do something that you haven't already given an indication, I'm stepping up to do all I can. Now, I've told you every time we have a water well emphasis, that Betty and I, years ago, when we first began drilling wells, we asked God to let us drill a well every time we had the emphasis. And God granted that prayer. He answered it. And we've been able to do it. We've even been able to go beyond that on numerous occasions because, well, we've been diligent in the pursuit of doing it. Now, I'm actually asking you, and if you've ever listened to me on any kind of a regular basis, you've heard me say recently that I want everyone who watches Life Today all over the world, because I want to go way beyond even the goal we have this year. I don't want there to be a child on planet Earth that doesn't have access to clean drinking water. May not have swimming pool water, may not have water, sprinkler water, but they can have access to drinking water. They may have to go get it, but I want to be able to get it and not get something that's guaranteed to kill them. And I believe we can do that. So I'm asking you to pray that everyone watching Life Today, that includes you, would be able to, in the course of the year, to give a well. Now, you may be able to do it now. And so I tell you what, I'll start working on another one. But everybody can do something. Remember how simple it is. Think about this. 10 people. Now, that many children have died while I've been talking. And we've got the cure. The sure, certain solution. You have it in your heart, in your hand. All you have to do is extend it. All you have to do is reach out like Jesus and touch someone with love. $48. 10 people. Water the rest of their life. That's amazing. No, that's not water in the sink necessary to wash dishes with. It's to drink. And it can change everything in a village. We give people water for life. We can tell them about the water of life. Because when they see love, they're ready to hear about it. I want you to listen to a man's story in perhaps the most devastated country in the world, especially when you consider contaminated water.
Welcome to Black Water. It's a fair description, but it's actually the name of this village. And it's a hard one to shake because the toll this black water has taken on its people is not easily forgotten. Fernando, a broken man, he watched helplessly as his wife, 15-year-old daughter, and 7-year-old son all succumbed to the deadly effects of their contaminated water. Now, after the death of his brother, he's turned his attention to the care of his surviving niece, Beatrice. But unless their water supply changes,
God, give him hope. Give him hope in his heart, Lord. It's just so sad. It's sad for us to hear, and it's sad for him to relive. But I ask you to bless him for sharing it with us so that we can help so many people. I know that's what you want to bring out of this. And I ask that in Jesus' name.
Well, I bear witness with Jeannie. You know, Jeannie Rogers, those of you who used to attend our crusades and our Bible conferences, attended a Christmas celebration time, perhaps you heard Jeannie Rogers. Jerry Falwell said many times, greatest singer in the world, male or female. What a singer. And yet Jeannie, who's been with us since she accepted Christ as a teenage girl, has been with us for the entire journey together, now going on, pressing on now, close to 50 years. And Jeannie and Jim have 11 grandchildren. And I think they're going to pass us pretty soon because we also have 11. But there Jeannie is, and she is weeping over a situation that she, as a mother and a grandmother, can identify with. And you can hear the pathos and the compassion in her voice because she can imagine, what if it were one of our children or our grandchildren? And he's got the situation here that's just indescribably painful. And we have the solution to it. And it's to simply provide them with a fresh water well. Now, we know this for a fact. In that area, we're going to have to combine some wells, and actually, because we've done it in a portion of that country and it worked, where we'll actually pump some water up into a holding reservoir in order to have the water adequate to then go out to all the different community. So we're going to be taking care of thousands and thousands of people in that area, but it's going to mean many wells. Now, remember, we are targeting 500 areas. And, you know, sometimes our viewers ask, how do you target an area? Is it just an area of need? Well, of course it is, but how do we know about it? because the missionaries and the relief workers, they tell us about it. And they show us the need. And then we confirm that there is water that is accessible. In other words, you can get it. Sometimes you drill very deep. Sometimes it's shallow. Sometimes you actually have to put in a pumping system and you move water from one area to the other. But it breaks out, and the goal is 500 wells, and it breaks out. Think about what I'm saying to you. 500 wells, 4,800 is average. Now, I can tell you, there are going to be some of them that cost $10,000 to $20,000. But there are also going to be some that are going to be about $2,000. They're that shallow. And they're going to take care of the people in that area. The water is accessible. We have it in our state. We have water that's accessible below 200 feet. And it's basically permanent water. So we know what we can do, but we have to do it together. I'm asking you, and you see the telephone number there on the screen, if you had a broken heart and you said, I want somebody to pray for someone I'm concerned about in my family or for me, call. Always there. But today, I want you to see the number as a hope line, a lifeline, a helpline, where you're going to say, count on me, I'm going to help. Whether it's a gift of $48, $144, that'll take care of 30 people for the rest of their life. Would you do that? Or could you give $4,800 and give a well? I want you to listen to Jeannie's son. I want you to listen to his voice talking about the situation. He's the father of five of Jeannie Rogers, you saw a moment ago, five of her grandchildren. And he has a mission heart. He went to school with our youngest daughter. And I want to tell you something. He is a great Christian witness. Listen to the message he delivers and watch closely.
This is Dauphine. She lives in Madagascar and doesn't have access to clean water. Last year, a stay-at-home mom in Texas almost picked up the phone to help support a new water well in Dauphine's village. This is Rosa. She lives in a tiny village in Central America. Rosa and her children drink water that looks like this. A couple of months ago, a small business owner in the Midwest almost mailed in a check to drill a clean water well near Rosa's house. This is Vaughn. He's from Cambodia, and he's watched his grandchildren suffer from the effects of a waterborne illness. Last week, a Sunday school class in a large church talked about doing a fundraiser to help ease the pain in Vaughn's family. Dauphine's son almost made it to his fifth birthday. Rosa's baby almost made it through the night. Vaughn's grandchild was almost well enough to leave the clinic. We can do better than almost. Clean water changes everything.
Oh boy, Lord Jesus. We know King Agrippa said to the Apostle Paul, almost thou persuadest me. I don't want to live almost when it comes to helping someone else. Please touch our viewers. I pray you're not almost persuaded or convinced to help us drill some of those wells. I'm glad that for many years now we weren't just almost persuaded, because we've been able to give entire villages water the rest of their life.
You know, James, as I watched that, I thought, that's the story of so many of these children and their families, because of almost. Please help us, join with us, and let's break this cycle of death for these precious children. Let's break it and give them life with the simple solution of water, clean water. They have water resources in some places, but it's diseased. Let's give them a choice. Let's be there for them.
With all my heart, I'm praying that everyone will do that. I'm asking you as personally as I can to refuse to just be concerned and almost persuaded. I don't think there's a single person watching me anywhere in the world right now that can't do something. It's not meager and small. It's huge what you do because it can help us change a life, save somebody's child, grandchild, family. Would you dial that telephone number and take a bank card and use it like a check and make a gift, keeping in mind that $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their lives? That's how it basically breaks out. Would you do that? Again, this is not water to have a sprinkler system or a playground with a swimming pool. In most instances, they have to walk to a little central location, and we give them manual pumps nearly everywhere. We do not give them an electric pump because power comes and goes. But the need for water doesn't. If they have it, even a child needs to be able to get it. They need to be able to pump it. We have actually, in little schoolyards, because we want kids coming to school, we want to teach them. And we know if we've got water or we're able to feed them there, they'll come and we can educate them and help them. They sometimes make the well system functional by a little merry-go-round where the kids can get on there and make it go and it pumps water. And in that instance, it can even pump it up into a holding tank for the school and the community. And the kids are doing everybody a favor while they're actually having fun. But it has to be mechanical. But here's the thing. There can't be any well drilled without the resources to drill it. As a matter of fact, if we do everything that God's put on my heart, we're going to have to buy more drilling equipment. And you're talking about $500,000 drilling rigs. And that comes from people who just say, you know what? We'll not be limited. We're going to all do it together. And I want you to be praying that way with us because we want to take water for life to the world so we can show them the water of life, not just in word, but indeed, in demonstration. Would you now dial that number and say, here's my gift? If you can drill a well, if you can give $4,800, I'm convinced you will. If you can find a way to get some others to join with you, or you've got a small business or a Sunday school class, help us drill a well. But I've asked you, and I'm asking you again, pray that during the course of this year, God will enable you to help us drill a well, that you drill the well. Somehow you get it. Children have done it. But whatever you do, right now, make a gift toward the wells. Keep this in mind. Most of the support comes from people who give $48 for 10 people or $144 for 30 people. If you can give $1,200, pray three people join you. We've got a well. $2,400, pray one person joins you. We've got a well. If you can give the entire amount, I believe you will. Use your bank card if you want to write a check. Make it to life. That's what you're giving. But call the number, please. And if you get a busy, press on until you get through. And let us know, here's what I'm sending. And I'm doing it joyfully. Thank God I can be a part of this miracle. If you want to go online, lifetoday.org, you can do it. Now, we have some special gifts for you. A beautiful morning and evening devotional book by Beth Moore. She's living water. She's teaching week after week, just like all of our guests come in, to give you water for life, to help you, to bless you. That's why we're here. But we also join together to share the love and life of God with people all over the world. Please go to the phone or go online. Make the gift right now. Father, I pray no one will say, I almost did, but they'll rejoice that they did it. In Jesus' name. Thank you for going to the phone. Thank you for making that gift.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, a beautiful new daily devotional to begin and end your day in God's presence. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Morning and Evening, I Will Praise You, a 2-CD collection of 20 instrumental hymns and a companion book that shares the stories behind each hymn. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water, by artist Robert Summers. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Pathways. They often represent choices. And while some in life are trivial, this one, and this one carry the weight of great consequence. But in reality, these pathways in this village can hardly be considered choices, because they all end here. Which, when it comes down to it, leads here.
Lord Jesus said, I'm the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And he said, I'm the water of life. And Jesus also said, if you give just a cup of water in my name, just a cup, goodness, you have to wonder if it is said, if you give a well of water in my name, because he said, I'm going to be a well of water in you. If you give a well, I mean, you bless, he said, you won't lose your reward. I mean, God, we got a lot of people, Betty, who want to get blessed. Mm-hmm. I believe God's looking for people who want to give blessings, be a blessing, not just be blessed. And I've never found a greater blessing than blessing others, because it blesses God. And when you bless God, I'm telling you, the blessing of just knowing that we pleased God and we helped somebody and we know we helped them. It wasn't wishful thinking. So you can give a cup of water or a well of water.
You know, James, I want to be one of those that's the part of the path that leads to life, not the part of that leads to death because I did nothing. I want to be someone that is involved doing that which leads to life for these children.
Because that's exactly who Jesus said he is. I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. I am the pathway. But that pathway is revealed by releasing the love of God, not hiding it under any kind of covering, but letting the river of life and the river of love flow freely. And that is what our viewers do. You have no idea what a joy and a blessing it is to just really to partner with you. A lot of times you come up and say, we like partnering with you. We're partnering with you. Here's what we've been able to do. And really it's an answer to the prayers of many people. It's an answer to the prayers of missionaries. We've been able to go and see what the missionaries wish the world would see. And we've been able to bring it back, because the missionaries said very directly to me and Betty, don't stay here on the mission field. Go back, please, and get the help so those of us who are called and sent can stay here, do the work, and not be empty-handed and ineffective. You go do that, please, and we believe you'll do the greatest work. Well, here's the thing. I can come and tell you, but unless you respond, it's going to be almost. It's going to be a pathway that leads to death rather than life, or we can point them to the way of life by giving them life. Would you dial the number? I would not be surprised if when you first dial, you don't get a busy, but just say, look, I am going to get through. I want to almost get through and almost be persuaded and almost give a well or part of a well. I'm getting through. or go online, lifetoday.org, but make the gift. We are going to send you Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights by Beth Moore, incredible devotions, the beautiful, beautiful CD with the hymns and praise, and then the story of those hymns. And remember, we're sending the 50th anniversary bronze to say thank you for helping us provide water for life. Please make that gift. Do not be distracted and do what God puts on your heart. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, a beautiful new daily devotional to begin and end your day in God's presence. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Morning and Evening, I Will Praise You, a 2-CD collection of 20 instrumental hymns and a companion book that shares the stories behind each hymn. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water, by artist Robert Summers. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Say from the bottom of our heart, in behalf of missionaries all over the world, families and children, whose lives will be totally changed and redirected because of the love of God expressed freely through those of you who've helped us. I prayed at the beginning that no one would be almost persuaded to do what they should do, but fully persuaded, so that people won't almost find help, but they will find it. Thank you so much for helping us provide water for life. Now begin praying that everyone who watches Life Today can give a well. And we're praying that we'll be able to take water to every thirsty person on planet Earth. And it can be done. Thank you so much.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.